Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Everybody is falling all over themselves to credit Jerry Jones. Look how he rebuilt this defense. Let me tell you more on something. This would be like if I burned down a house to ashes and then rebuilt it, and you said, whoa, great job rebuilding the house. Why are you giving me credit for rebuilding what I burnt down? The Las Vegas Raiders need to fire Pete Carroll. Full stop. Pete Carroll's the coach. They're not respectable. They failed. And it's time to move on.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app on Sirius XM. I actually want to pause just to, I was telling the crew a story just now in the show chat right before we came on the air. I actually want to tell the story on the air because I think it's kind of funny. So there are like memes that got passed around, like Instagram, TikTok. I'm not on TikTok. I do love Instagram. It's if you've ever seen someone wear a CPAP mask, like when they sleep, it looks like they're in like Top Gun. Like you look like you're like an Air Force fighter pilot wearing the stupid CPAP mask. So last night, Wednesday, there's no football on. So I hang out with my wife for a while. My wife always goes to sleep before I do. She's in bed usually like 8:30 or 9 o'clock. So we hang out, we talk, maybe watch a little TV. She's about to fall asleep. I go downstairs to watch basketball, maybe play some video games, maybe both. Maybe I've got PlayStation 5 on one screen, and I watch my bets lose on the other with Alabama, Illinois. Maybe that's what happens. And, maybe there's a pen. Maybe I'm smashing that son of a bitch. Maybe I'm feeling really good. Maybe I play video games until like midnight. And maybe that's when I choose to go upstairs. And maybe, just maybe, that morning, yesterday, Wednesday, when I put my CPAP machine away because I have to wear one, because despite being in pretty good shape, I have sleep apnea. And there are times before I got a sleep apnea machine where I would literally, like, I have a vivid memory of being in my old apartment in Astoria when I worked at Sirius XM with Bill Zimmerman. And I remember, like, I fell asleep on the couch and I woke up like, like I couldn't breathe. I was like, what the hell is happening here? How many times must that have happened in my life before I, like, my wife was basically, my girlfriend at the time was like, you need to get checked out. The snoring's not normal. So I got sleep apnea. And every morning, I put the sleep apnea machine away. My wife makes the bed. We go about our business. So yesterday, I make a mistake. I am putting the machine away, and I, unbeknownst to me, the mask like comes off the holder. I didn't realize it. So when I get upstairs, it's midnight, right? So you want to be quiet. My daughter's in the next room. I'm rip-roaring stoned. And I see that the mask is, like, not proper, like, where it needs to be. Now, my wife, like, I will never forget this. This is, like, 2020, maybe, when we first, like, move in. We're in, like, our house. She is next to me. There is no sound machine on. It's way before my daughter is born. We are in the still of night. And I'm laying there. And I'm, like, blissfully, like, falling asleep, right? My chariot to slumber. There is no noise being made. And my wife turns over to me and goes, shh. Remember thinking, like, it's dead silence. What are we talking about here? So anyway, I'm now finagling with the mask. And my wife wakes up at, like, the drop of a pin. And my daughter's asleep in the next room. And I'm making a lot of noise. Because, you know, I'm stoned. And my wife finally eventually turns to me and says, like, as loudly as she can while still whispering, put the damn mask down, just sleep without it. And she slept like a sandwich. Like, she's in the middle of the sandwich with two pillows as the pieces of bread on her ears. I just wanted to share that with everybody. That was my night last night. So hopefully it goes a little bit better tonight. We are coming to you live on the Odyssey app, SiriusXM, YouTube, Twitch, radio stations nationwide. We're in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting, proudly presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up on the show, full preview of Thursday Night Football, the Bills and the Texans. I've got a play on the side of the game. I've got some prop angles that I think are really, really strong for tonight. Can't wait to share them with all of you. We've got tons of quarterback news from around the National Football League today, including this piece of news from NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. This was just tweeted literally moments ago. Colts quarterback Daniel Jones limited with a calf injury after having no injury status yesterday. Rappaport adds something to watch, as if like, yeah, you know what? We're not going to pay it. Yeah, you know, Colts Chiefs. We're not, quarterback's hurt. They're not going to pay attention. No worries. Not going to watch. Something to watch. Yes, I think we'll all be watching to see if Daniel Jones can play on Sunday and not Riley Leonard for the Colts and the Chiefs. That would be, I think Anthony Richardson's still on IR, right? It would be Riley Leonard, I'm pretty sure, as the quarterback for Indianapolis. So I don't think we have any movements in the betting market here for this game. I think the expectation is Jones is going to play. We are holding steady here. Chiefs, 3.5. The juice is still towards Indy. The market has not moved at all. 50.5 remains the total with the Chiefs and the Colts. We also have an update on Joe Burrow back at practice today for the Cincinnati Bengals. More line movements in that game. We will get to that coming up in a little bit. Aaron Rodgers at practice today for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jackson Dart at practice today for the New York Football Giants. We will get to all of it in short order this hour here on this Thursday. Next hour, Femi's Betting Things. And oh, baby, we're going to talk some college football here, and I can't wait for it. We, like, did a show, an off-air show this morning on the phone. We're talking about, like, some of the make-miss markets in the college football playoff. We were both like, hey, let's save this for the air. And we've got some good stuff to discuss, including Miami and the use price to make miss the postseason. We will get to hoops. I'm going to tell all of you the big winner from last night in college basketball, the one big winner from last night in college basketball, and boy, do I have a strong opinion on that, and why a queen just might win NBA Rookie of the Year. Talking about, you know, Derek Queen. He's the only queen in the NBA, I think. Make your jokes, everybody. Three tremendous guests will join us today on the show. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish on college football. Jay Croucher, NBC sports betting analyst. We'll talk a bunch of awards with Jay. And pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola, his best bets for week 12 in the NFL. All of our bets will close the show in the final hour, in the power hour, including side total and props for the Bills and the Texans. And the social question for today, you can tweet me at YouBetterYouBet, Femi at FemiAbebefe. You can go on the YouTube chat and the Twitch chat. What's your best bet for Thursday Night Football? Tell us why you like it. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses on the air, poorly, and Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights on the screen. So coming up in a little bit, we will get to all the quarterback news and how it impacts the betting markets. Nothing is happening right now as it stands right now. If something does happen, we will bring it to you here on the show as soon as it does. Things are static for right now, so we will get to it coming up in a little bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So where we are going to begin the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better, You Bet, we are going to begin with rumor and gossip and innuendo and scuttlebutt. Per Athletic NFL insider, the great Diana Russini, multiple offensive players have grown frustrated with Jalen Hurts' approach this season, particularly against zone coverage. They believe that Hurts has become hesitant to throw in tight windows, leaning on checkdowns and scrambles, instead of forcing the ball down the field or getting the ball down the field to potentially open receivers. Russini adds that Eagles receivers will become disinterested if they don't get the football. Okay. Now, I'm not an Eagles fan, so I have no fan interest here. I do think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC, although I will admit, my confidence becomes a little shaken with every report that I read like this. I'm going to be honest with everybody. This stuff absolutely infuriates me, because I feel like, and I'll get to the Eagles-Cowboys game, like, we will wrap it up with the conversation on Eagles-Cowboys and how I'm betting that game coming up on Sunday in Dallas. But this right here, this is indicative of a big societal problem that we have in this country, where winning is not the primary goal and winning is not the primary objective. And everybody's too concerned about what they're doing and their role and how many points they're scoring, if we're doing this from a sports perspective, or how involved somebody is in whatever it is that you do for a living. And I promise you this, I guarantee it, if you're one of these people right now that sees this story and thinks just like, oh yeah, I side with the unnamed players, I promise you this, you need to adjust your way of thinking if you want to win big in life and do better in life than you're doing right now. And I don't mean to say that from like an a-hole perspective. I'm not trying to be a jerk, just that I don't think people understand what the goal of everything is. And I'm not talking the goal in personal life, right? In my personal life, what's more important to me? Like whenever I die, hopefully a long time from now, when my head hits the pillow for the last time, what I want is to know that my family, I took care of them, that they know that I love them, my daughter, if I have more children, my wife, my mom, my sister, my nieces, whomever, my friends, the people that I care about, that's what's most important. And I mean that. This is not the setup to a joke. But when it comes to your professional life, nothing's more important than winning. And all the Philadelphia Eagles do is win. And it's not enough for these people. They won the goddamn Super Bowl this year, and they can't stop complaining. A.J. Brown and company. And you know it's A.J. Brown, and maybe it's Devontae Smith. And I don't even want to make this like they suck. They don't suck. They're spectacular. They're great. Just like, at when is enough enough? When does the individual pursuit of statistics fall by the wayside in favor of coming together as a team and going out there and winning? Like, do people not want to win anymore? is winning not the most important thing? When you win every game you play and you still find a way to bitch and moan, this is where I have a big problem with things. I got a big problem with it. And guess what? There have been times in my career where I'm a small cog in a machine. Small cog. Right now, I feel like I'm a big cog in the machine of this show that wins. But I've had many experiences in my career where I'm a small cog. And you know what you got to be in that instance? If that machine is winning and you're doing your job, then you should be happy. Because you're winning. And the idea, in case anyone wants to throw it out there, that, whoa, like A.J. Brown, like maybe they don't make as much money if the stats aren't there. As if, like, coaches and GMs don't have access to all 22 film. And they can't see that, oh, like, I'm using it, Jahan Dotson's open 10 times in this game, but Hurts doesn't throw him the ball. Maybe we shouldn't sign him now. Does anyone think like that? Does anyone think like that? Give it a rest here. Give it a rest. All this guy does, all Jalen Hurts does, is win. And all anyone wants to do is talk about EPA and DVOA and batting average against balls in play and FIP and all these stats, and who cares? Because all he does is win. That's it. And the idea that, like, everyone has to like each other in a locker room. Jason Kelsey's on WIP this morning, the Odyssey station in Philadelphia, like, almost crying, relating a story, but he didn't talk to Lane Johnson for entire offseason because of how intense all of this is, how intense the pursuit of winning is. You don't have to be best friends. Hell, I don't like a lot of the people I work with. And I guarantee you, the people that I don't like, they definitely dislike me more than I dislike them. And that's fine, because we don't have to be friends. I've got enough friends. I've got a wife. I've got a daughter. I don't need more friends. No one needs more friends once you reach a certain point in your life. What you need is to win. And the Eagles always win. And coming up this Sunday, on the road in Dallas against the Cowboys, no Lane Johnson. Maybe no Cam Jurgens if he can't clear concussion protocol. And the Dallas Cowboys are getting bet. After what the Cowboys did on Monday night to the Las Vegas Raiders, and everyone's going to like the Cowboys, and everyone's going to talk about Jalen Hurts, and everyone's unhappy with him. And guess what's going to happen? The same thing that always happens. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to win, and they're going to cover. You're welcome, bitches. On the other side, we got tons of quarterback news in the National Football League. We're going to dive into it. Next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.